All over the world, social media is now a part of everyday life. Politics, social engagements, flirting, seeing what's on at the movies, booking a restaurant table. The internet's interactive platforms seem to touch just about everything. But in China, it's been taken up with a particular vigour. And while the internet is still heavily censored there, China's internet sites are nevertheless offering vehicles of expression that until now have never been enjoyed by ordinary people. What's more, the sheer numbers mean that a subject, a person, even a story done by an ABC correspondent can become an overnight sensation, as our China correspondent, Stephen McDonald, discovered.
It's going to be challenging to tell this story without sounding like a self-promoting Wally, but I'll give it a go. So-called social media is in China a phenomenon to behold. These interactive sites exist all over the world. But here, people, especially the young, have taken to internet-driven expression with unbridled gusto. The participation rates are staggering, and companies are desperately trying to use these platforms to draw attention to themselves. Yet sometimes you can find yourself thrust into the middle of a social media storm without even trying. Months ago, we did a story for ABC TV's foreign correspondent on China's new wealthy elite. Part of the story looked at what the Chinese call the fuardai, the 20-something rich kids who drive around in flash sports cars and have known nothing but wealth since they were born. This is obviously a stark contrast to their parents and grandparents who went through famine, wars, upheaval, being closed off to the outside world, then a grand opening up. Well, somebody posted a copy of this story on Tudou, China's version of YouTube, and in a flash, it was all over Weibo, China's version of Twitter. I was told that our story was on Tudou, so logged on to have a look. Then I noticed the counter showing how many Chinese people on just one page of one site had watched our story. The last time I looked, in a little over a week, 1,366,799 people had watched this incarnation of our story. But it doesn't stop there. Our program has now been posted and reposted all over the place on multiple sites, so it's impossible to calculate exactly how many people in China have watched it. But we asked Tudou what they thought the numbers might be on their site. According to Tudou, after they added together the various postings of the program, their estimation was that nearly 7.5 million Chinese viewers had clicked on our program via their website. To be precise, they put the figure at 7,457,274 viewers. So with no advertising, with not even the slightest hint of marketing, an episode of Foreign Correspondent, which isn't even broadcast in China, has just been watched here by the equivalent of a third of Australia's population via this country's principal version of YouTube. So how did this happen? The chatter, I suppose you could call it, was generated initially because the program features some pretty classic images of the so-called fuardai, a subject of great interest in China. The crucial moment, however, was when certain people with plenty of followers weighed in, talking about their response to the program on Weibo. For example, the CEO of Soho, Zhang Xin, who featured in our story. As a property developer with a vision, she and her company have completely transformed the entire look of Beijing with their huge modern skyscrapers. On Weibo, Zhang Xin has 3,985,115 followers. So when she started talking about our show, which she did to try and distance herself from the fuardai, this attracted even more attention to it online. So you can imagine how these things run. A few key individuals with millions of followers start talking about something and boom, out it goes. And you can also imagine why Western celebrities, major brands, international sports stars and movie promoters are out there trying to generate publicity for themselves via Weibo, Tudou and the like. But why, you might ask, are Chinese bloggers not using Facebook, Twitter and YouTube? Well, the answer is that they're all still blocked here. Despite a recent tidal wave of internet expression in China, there are still major no-go zones here in terms of discussion areas which could get you into trouble with the internet censors. Jeremy Goldcorn is another avid follower of Weibo and other Chinese social media sites. He was the founding director of Dunwei.com and is a respected Beijing-based researcher of the Chinese internet.
Social media has, perhaps for the first time in Chinese history, given every citizen a space where they can express themselves that really never used to exist in any institutionalized format. China's never had a very uncensored letters to the editor pages and its newspapers, etc. And social media has given people a place to express themselves that is just unprecedented.
And on Weibo, can you just talk about anything, or are there certain subjects completely off limits, or where are the lines?
People do try to talk about absolutely anything on Weibo, but there are lots of subjects that you can't talk about. And most of the subjects that you can't talk about, if you do start talking about them, your postings get deleted. And if you continue to talk about them, your account may possibly be deleted. And this censorship is done by Sina, the company that controls Weibo, because they have to, because their business license is dependent on government approval of them, and the government expects them to make sure that the content is clean. But it is nonetheless remarkable, despite the censorship, what a wide and vibrant range of discussion there is on Weibo about every issue imaginable of concern to Chinese people.
So it's not just people chatting about their love lives and stuff like that. There is genuine discussion about serious issues in China.
Oh, absolutely. There's genuine discussion. There's a lot of quite bitter name-calling and feuding between different intellectual camps and different writers and bloggers and tweeters. But it ranges the gamut from people uploading pictures of their kitties to serious political discussion.
Jeremy Goldcorn from Dunwei.com. This is Stephen McDonnell in Beijing for Correspondence Report.